Welcome everyone, as Hashem continues with Sfas Torah from the Chafetz Chaim. We're at the end of Perek Vav, Shin 49. Ve'echad min ha'amudim sho'elam oimed alav, hu ha'emes. The Chafetz Chaim starts off by telling us one of the pillars that the world stands on is the midas ha'emes, truth, honesty. Im kein, misha doiver sheker, since Emes is a pillar that the world stands on, and when that pillar is shaking because people are lying, it's as if he is destroying the foundation of the world. And the opposite is true, that a person who speaks only Emes is ki'ilu mekayim yisod shaloyim. It's as if he is strengthening the foundation of the world. I believe there's a story I might have told you after learning about Sheker and Emes for a while over the Sfas Tamim. There was a Yid who was driving Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Chetzadik Levracha. In those days, you take a tape recorder and you put in the tape in the last 60 minutes, 90 minutes maybe. They didn't have a digital recorders. In fact, there's Rav Yaakov Zyurtzeit's coming up. And the person was recording Rav Yaakov, but without permission. And I heard this actually from the son of the person who was recording Rav Yaakov. And they came to a light, and everything was quiet. And all of a sudden, there was a click. What was this click? The tape ended. In other words, the 60 minutes or the 90 minutes, however long the tape was, it came to a conclusion. It stopped. So there's a click. They didn't have one of those recorders that automatically turn over. And the person was recording, without permission, Rav Yaakov, the whole conversation they were having together. Okay, that's for another time, discussing that person should not really do something like this. So the man was embarrassed. He got caught. Rav Yaakov told him, don't worry. There's never been anything I said that I had charat on. I never said anything that I regretted saying it. So don't worry that you caught me, that you taped me and I didn't give you permission. Don't worry about it. It's fine. That's an unbelievable, unbelievable statement from Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that he never said anything that he regretted that he said it. That's what we call Midas Emes. We know his Svarim are Emes LeYaakov. This is a mahalach we should try to follow. That when we say something, we have to realize, is this Emes? Or Chas Hashem is a Sheker? And the Chafetz Chaim continues and says that a person who was a liar, people are going to pick up on this disgusting trait. And they're not going to believe this person. And it's an embarrassment to him. And the flip side, of course, a person who has a midah of MS, it's attractive. People are going to want to hear what he has to say. And they believe what he has to say. And then he tells us it's very important to educate and train katanim as well. Lying is very serious. And to train children at a young age that we don't lie. And we can't use this joke excuse. Oh, it's just a joke. No, when it comes to lying, a child who's running on the table, he's not going to do that when he's older. But when the child is lying, if they're not educated in the proper way, then when they get older, unfortunately, it's part of their system now, part of their DNA, and they're going to be lying old when they're older also. Let's finish the parak over here, where the Chafetz Chaim brings the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara tells us, this is for Chinuch. The Gemara says, if you tell a child you're going to do something, you have to make sure you keep to your word. Because if you don't, you're teaching him that you're allowed to lie. This applies to parents specifically, that the Gemara is talking about. This applies to Rebbeim. I'll even add something. If a Rebbe or a parent, a teacher gives a child a prize, but it's a shvacha prize, meaning that it's going to break very quickly. What does it tell the child? It tells the child the value of what you did, the learning that I'm giving you a present for, is not so important. Because by the time the child leaves the classroom, the toy is already broken. So what are you valuing? They, in their mind, don't see so much value to this. That the Rebbe is not giving so much of a chashivas to the learning. He's giving a prize. Yeah, but what kind of prize is it? Such a junky prize that doesn't even make it out of the classroom and is still working. This is what shows how children see this. So here, if a person is mavtiach, he promises something to a child. I know I'm going a little more than 3 minutes here, but a person is giving something to a child. He says in the gift something, he has to make sure he gives it. A parent, a rebbe. And he concludes the perek, he says, v'chlala arachokim in ha-shekesh lo yoyim al-chaveray. You don't tell your friend if you owe money. Yeah, come back, I'll pay you the next day, and you don't give him. You totally ignore it. It sounds like, of course, who would do something like this? Unfortunately, people are sometimes, they say something, they don't keep to the word, they owe someone money, and they say, sure, I'll pay you back. And they don't push it, don't keep to the word. Concludes Perek Vav, the Chavetz Chaim, with the following words. V'chol orem yase bedas, shlo yetze dvar shekim epiv. Everybody should try to make sure in every way possible no words of falsehood should come and leave his mouth. Rak yu kol in yolev emes, everything should be emes. V'ashem lekim emes, v'chaysomi emes, v'sayrosi emes, yanuchu yinichenu b'derech emes. Hashem is emes, his words are emes, the Torah is emes, Hashem should lead us on the derech of emes. Thank you for listening.